Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, an all-new edition of Craft Root Sports starting up now, finally, after all the streaming issues. This week, we are going to rate our beers on the diggity scale from no diggity all the way up to an overwhelming surplus of diggity. Scott is drinking... What are you drinking, Scott? Whoa Rainbows from Little Beaver Brewery in Bloomington, Illinois. 8.1% ABV beer, 4.05 caps on Untappd. Scott, on the diggity scale, from no diggity up to an overwhelming amount, overwhelming surplus of diggity, where's Whoa Rainbows rate for you?
This is quite a bit amount of diggity. I am loving this damn beer. Another Untappd over 4.0 beer coming through. It would take a lot for this one to get knocked down. It's only on the upswing of diggity.
Fantastic. That's what I like to hear. Drew is drinking, in honor of Black History Month, Black is Beautiful from Weathered Souls in San Antonio, Texas. This was the beer that a bunch of breweries did. This one's a 10% ABV beer, 3.94 caps on Untappd. Drew, from no diggity to an overwhelmingly surplus of diggity, where does Black is Beautiful rate?
Wow. I just want to say that I feel like this is a... overwhelmingly surplus of mellow diggity, because this beer is fantastic. It tastes delicious, but there's just so much flavor to it. I just want to like sit back on a hammock and chill with it, level of diggity. Like, so whatever amount that is, I want to respect it. I want to get to know it. I want to share our childhood stories together and really understand what makes this beer diggity.
Okay. Weird, man. And also, perfect time for the music to stop, because that was perfect. Yes, that was great. I'm drinking Onyx Stout from Brews Beers in Denver, Colorado. 7.7% ABV beer, 3.7 caps on Untappd. On the scale from no diggity to an overwhelmingly surplus of diggity, this is definitely a fair amount of diggity. This is a solid brew, a lot of date flavor in this one, which I'm not normally a fan of, but this one pulls it off. I like this beer. We'll see how it holds up. Let us know in the chat below what you are drinking tonight. Rate it on the diggity scale from no diggity all the way up to an overwhelmingly surplus of diggity. I can't talk already. Drew's drunk. Scott's been yawning. The stream is buffering. It's going to be a
Don't
show,
throw
everybody.
Me under the bus,
I'm throwing everybody. Really, I'm mad at the internet. I'm mad at the internet. I'm sorry.
He's just lashing out.
New Scott, show starts up now. Hey everybody, it is Wednesday night, so that means it is time to get drunk with us. This is Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike, hanging out with me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling good, feeling great. We are finally past asterisk season. Maybe all of the championships that didn't happen are finally over and we can get on to the real championships counting again.
There you go. Asterisk season is over. Drew, how you feeling tonight, man? Mookie?
I'm having a good time, man. Big game was this last weekend. A lot of money was put down. There were a lot of different angles and bets and odds and stuff. And it just, to me, it's really important that I came out on top after the Puppy Bowl finished. My balance was positive. I was back. And that's what we're here for. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. A game that's entertaining and we can win a little money on. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm feeling good.
We're going to talk a little bit about the big game. We'll get into that a little bit later on as we recap our prop bets from this weekend and the awful performance that we all put up. I've also got a new segment that's coming out tonight, Clickbait, where I am going to give you guys some clickbait headlines and you guys will tell me which one you want to talk about. Mookie's going to take the wheel, everybody, so hold on tight because that's going to be a thing that happens. Mookie taking the wheel. We're going to do a segment two from our friend Matt Barr, suggested it, Vibe Check. where we will talk about our favorite athletes of all time based solely on vibe. And if there's time, we'll stick to sports. We'll see. I don't know if there's going to be time. Before we get to all that, though, Scott, why don't you tell everybody about our friends at Boss Man Brand, assuming that they can still hear us and that the stream is still working.
It's just going to say.
I have no idea. I have no idea if we're live. No clue. Tell them about Boss Man Brands.
Okay, cool. Let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Boss Man Brand. Whether you're rocking that crazy quarantine beard, a tight 5 o'clock shadow, or that baby face, our friends over at Boss Man Brand can help you out. From supplements to help your beard grow stronger and fuller, to beard oils, to pomades, and conditioners, Boss Man Brand's four-step process will get your beard looking its best. And even if you don't rock a beard, they have razors and lotions to make sure your shave is smooth. Head on over to craftbrutesports.com/beard and use the code SPORTS at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. Sell out!
I'm blaming this on the snow, guys. I think that's the problem here. I'm going to blame everything on the snow in Cincinnati because apparently when it snows in Cincinnati, not only does everything have to shut down because people don't know how to drive, but also the internet doesn't work. That's what I'm coming to discover tonight. That's that's the only thing I can think of. I've done everything. I've reset everything. I've pulled things. I've pulled plugs on things. There's literally this is the only machine in the house connected to the internet, and it's not working. So I am blaming this 100% on Spectrum being crappy in a snowstorm.
Yes,
because Cincinnati
Spectrum
stumps.
Can eat a dick, but
Spectrum,
you know,
is, I'm
Robert
so
Taylor nailed it after he clearly screwed up how my personality actually comes across, so thanks asshole for that. But he did point out that your system is failing you worse than Andy Reid failed Patty Mahomes.
Andy Reid didn't fail Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes' line failed Patrick Mahomes. That's not on Andy Reid.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. Also, Scott pointing out with all these streaming issues, we need to seek a UFC sponsorship. That's a great idea. Yes, this show is now brought to you by the UFC because we can't stream just like they do. If they have trouble streaming, then I shouldn't feel bad about a horrible stream coming through. Let's talk.
But I have higher standards than them.
That's true.
Say, so
I do too.
The good news is because they're not going to be able to afford much else. But Scott's absolutely right. We do have high standards here on the show.
We do have high standards, and this is just getting me more and more frustrated that it's not working because it should. There's nothing more frustrating than when you know something should work and it doesn't work. I freaking hate it. And if people keep commenting in the chat and they're gone, it's going to make me go fucking ballistic. So, okay, let's talk clickbait. You guys want to talk clickbait? Here we go. So here's how this segment's going to work. I'm going to give you guys two clickbait headlines to choose from. You tell me which one we want to talk about. The other one will be lost forever. We will never know what that story was about because you scrolled past it. You did not click on it. So here we go. First one. Wait, he has a Super Bowl ring? Or wait, he has two Super Bowl rings? Which one are you guys going to go with tonight? Scott, which one do you want to hear?
I want to go with he has a Super Bowl ring because the one ring guy is always more shocking than the two ring person.
That's a good thought process. Drew, do you agree? Are we going with the one?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm having an issue over here. I don't think our stream is live. It's not keeping up.
Yeah, welcome to the fucking show, Drew. Where have you been for the last 6 minutes?
I'm going to clearly go, and this is a little bit of foreshadowing, but I'm clearly going to go with the One Ring guy because those that just get one, especially the ones that play their entire career, grind it out, don't have the right situation, maybe get beat, and then they catch one at the back end of their career. Super interesting. I would click that. But more
All right.
actually, no, I want to change my answer. I'd click both.
Holy
Well,
God.
You can't click. Okay, since you're clicking both, you're clicking on the one that Scott also picked. So we are going with, wait, he has a Super Bowl ring? And the man that has a Super Bowl ring after this weekend is none other than John Franklin III. Do you guys remember that
yes!
name? John Franklin III featured in the first season of Last Chance U. This kid has gone from redshirt freshman quarterback with BCS champion Florida State. Yes, transferred to East Mississippi, and he was documented, obviously, on Last Chance U. He enrolled at Auburn. He appeared in 12 games with one start. He transferred to FAU, signed as an undrafted free agent with the Bears as a defensive back. Then in 2019, signed to the practice squad and promoted to the active roster as a wide receiver. 2020, did not play a single snap because he's been hurt. However, he will get a ring, the first Last Chance U player to get a Super Bowl ring. Scott, is that the greatest story in Last Chance U history now?
That is fantastic. Brittany Wagner, move over.
I didn't think anything
was going to knock Brittany off her perch, but I got to say, this is fantastic news. This is proof that dreams can come true, even if you get cursed at by a fat guy or some really kind of racist guy.
Drew, how excited are you for this ring for John Franklin III?
Oh, I'm so excited for this kid. I mean, he worked hard his whole time. He grinded it out. Now, he had a contract and he was supposed to be active roster this year, but he got injured. Is that what you're saying? Or was he like taxi squad and just kind of found a ring laying on the ground?
No. Well, he was part of the practice squad. They are giving him a ring because he was part of the team.
I mean, still good for him, though. Good on him, though. Because, like, here's the real thing. I wanted to know, over, under, I don't actually know how to set this bet, but odds that Brittany Wagner was his first text message after the game ended.
No, I don't think he keeps in touch. I think the only one that still keeps in touch with Brittany is Ollie. Yeah, Ollie is the only one that's still texting Brittany. Although Ollie's hitting her at like 3 a.m. with the "you up" text. That's what Ollie's doing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Then they're all losers, because you got to stay in touch with Brittany. She's a life coach and will bring you success.
She's a good person. And you know who else is a good person? John Franklin III, Super Bowl champion. I'm pretty pumped.
Oh, champ.
I'm pretty pumped about that one. All right, next set of clickbait headlines. Here we go, guys. You'll never guess what Bow Wow wants to do after he drops his final album. Or he was once a highly sought after recruit. You'll never guess what he's doing now. Scott, which one of those do you want to hear?
I want to hear Bow Wow. I want to hear Bow Wow.
Oh, I knew you were going to pick Bow Wow, you son of a... I don't want to do the... Okay, let's see. Drew, which one do you want to hear?
Yeah, I don't give two shits about either.
Respect the game, Drew. Respect
the game.
I am respecting
Drew.
The game. He said the show, the articles you would scroll past and you wouldn't...
No, you got to pick one of these for show purposes, Drew. Which one of these do you want to do on tonight's show? Bow Wow or... a highly sought after recruit?
Bow Wow.
God, I hate you both. way to ruin it, Drew. By the way, the highly sought after recruit that you're missing out on was Parker.
Is it Jay Cutler?
No, it was Parker Boudreau. I don't know if you guys remember that name. He committed to Notre Dame. He was the one that pulled the truck to reveal his commitment. Yeah, you don't get to hear what he's going to do now. Instead, you get to hear about Bow Wow, all right? So Bow Wow went on Twitter recently and announced that he's got one more album in him. Didn't realize Bow Wow had any albums that have recently come out lately, but he was like, I got one more in me. And then after that, I'm quitting rap, and I'm pursuing my dream of acting. Which is funny because he has already acted. Like Mike, bro. Where you been? Like Mike. So he wants to focus on acting and getting into the WWE, where he wants to tag team with Rey Mysterio Jr. and become tag team champions of the world. Scott, your reaction to this terrible story that you picked.
Dude, I want to talk about this. Actually.
First of all,
like,
I need you to talk to me less hostile. That's what I think.
You know I'm amped up. I'm sorry. And people are still commenting about how the stream's not good, and it's just making me more and more agitated and irritated.
Oh, dude, just so stop watching. We got great content. Just embrace.
The fact that that's how he's mapped his career out. What a career it would be if it finished like that. What a punctuation mark at the end of Bow Wow.
He's 33 years old and he's had no training, and he's like, I'm just gonna hop in the ring and be tag team partners with Rey Mysterio Jr.
and be champs of the world.
Well, now wait a minute. Did he say he's going to hop in the ring, or is he going to go into training Rocky style and 10 days later go in the ring?
I guess it's going to be a montage. He's going to put himself in a montage and he'll train for 30 seconds and then show up at WrestleMania is what it feels like.
That's better than nothing. I mean, what do you think Ronda did?
At least she was a fighter. This is Bow Wow. Bow Wow is 5'7" and like 95 pounds.
From the streets, man. You think he had in a fight to get where he was?
No,
he earned his spot on top. He put in the hours. He grinded it in.
He got grinded it in that limo.
I wish the the stream was working so that more people could have heard that joke. Oh, that's so good, Scott.
They'll catch up. It'll be fine.
Oh, that's so good. Man, I totally forgot about that story, dude.
That is always what I think about whenever I hear Bow Wow. I'm like, limo driver.
Dude.
I don't know if I feel comfortable laughing as hard at that as I am, but it is.
It's not really funny, but, you know,
yeah.
Thing.
That definitely did happen. Gabe saying he's from Columbus. I thought he was from Cleveland. Wasn't Bow Wow from Cleveland? Or is he from Columbus and he just was a Browns fan? Because I remember him. I remember when Bow Wow was like big when we were younger and he was wearing Browns jerseys in his videos, and everybody in grade school was like a big fan of Bow Wow because he repped the Browns. I thought he was a Cleveland dude. Am I mistaken on that one?
That I don't remember.
I'd Google it, but apparently the internet doesn't work here. So,
well, you do live in Norwood. So.
All right, I got one more clickbait for you guys. Let's see where you guys want to take this one. Cup check, one pair of nuts is in big trouble after this week. Or if you keep playing with your balls, you're going to go blind. Scott?
Yep, that one.
Mm-hmm. If you keep playing with their balls, you're going to go blind for 200.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the right answer.
I had to save those for the last because those were my favorite. Like, that's what triggered this whole segment was I was like,
you
this
clicked
one
on that shit, didn't you, motherfucker?
Well, no, I wrote
you clicked
these,
on that at work, and
I
you're like,
wrote
oh, God,
these,
they know.
No, I wrote these headlines. These were my clickbait headlines, but they were the genesis of this whole bit was, I feel like if you had better headlines, these stories would be better, and this was one of them. All right, so you guys want to go? If you keep playing with your balls, you're going to go blind. Rob Manfred probably going blind because it was announced that baseball plans to deaden the balls in 2021.
Oh,
God damn it.
Which will
this
be,
is terrible.
Right? See?
No.
See? Ooh. Much better headline the way I wrote
Ooh,
it. You,
man.
You're not
I
clicking.
I actually found clickbait articles.
You're not clicking on Rob Manfred plans to deaden the balls, but you're clicking on if
Fuck
you keep
no,
playing with
cares?
Your balls.
He ain't got no balls. They're so old and shriveled up, there ain't nothing there to lose. Like.
Right, so,
I need to know if there's something I should be concerned about for my future as a man with things that, you know, are vital to my anatomy. But you're over here talking about Rob Manfred's fucking balls.
Deadening the baseballs. They will have, they're deadening the baseballs, which is funny because there
are
was
they
all
doing the baseballs?
Deadening. They're going
to
deaden them. They're deadened now, which is funny because we had this whole controversy where everybody was like, the balls are juiced. And he's like, the balls aren't juiced. And then
the first thing I thought when I saw the headline come through was, isn't this ironic? Because in order to deaden something, wouldn't you had to have juiced it to begin with, Robert?
Well, no, but maybe
like,
I
didn't understand how he could just say that and just say, like, yep, we've deadened the balls. And I'm like, and everybody's just going to let that slide, huh? They're just going to be like, oh, you deadened the balls. Okay, cool.
Right. And he said,
they're all OWGs together.
He says, too, that the reason why he wants to do this is it's going to be like, quote, adding 5 or 6 feet to outfield walls in every stadium. So instead of seeing somebody strike out, or hit a home run, now we're going to see somebody strike out or pop out to center field. Like I don't understand what the big deal is. Why are we even doing this? This does nothing to help the game.
That's a deep fly ball to left, and I don't know if I'm going to be here anymore.
Can you imagine that apology if Castellanos just popped out to left center instead of a home run?
All of these balls dying at the warning track where you're like, well, if that was juiced, they'd have made it over.
I think it's so stupid. This is such a stupid plan from Rob. What does this do? What does this do to help the game in any way? Like, this doesn't do anything to help the game. And he's basically saying, like, listen, I know you guys told us you liked offense, but we're not going to have offense.
Just let me know when you want me to come back into the show, because I still couldn't give two fucks about this.
All right, you want to hear the other one then, Drew? You want to hear the other headline?
No, I just really want to talk about
why
this is what baseball is talking about, because what they should have been talking about is that Scott, do you remember, I feel like we had a guest on the show that had really good takes, really well-researched and thought-out ideas that honestly were stellar. And then baseball threw him in the COVID shortened season because it's like, look, we need to get a certain number of games in, but we only have so much time. So maybe we should adapt some stuff and kind of go with his recommendations. And I'm pretty sure because I read the headline, I didn't click the clickbait because I saw it was baseball, but didn't baseball bring back the 7-inning doubleheader and the base runner on second?
They did, yes. 7-inning doubleheader is back for this year and the runner on second, but no universal DH was agreed to.
But what I don't understand, Mike, is why we're still doing this show in our basements when you brought that idea up. So did you
thank you, Drew, for pointing that out. Yes, I was the one who
recommended. Where are your residuals?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Rob's a cuck.
Bale's tough at this time.
Here's the thing. Rob's a piece of shit. That's essentially what this comes down to. Rob Manfred sucks.
To be fair.
Oh, to be fair.
Shit regardless.
Is that the thing?
No.
Is that the thing?
It's not the thing tonight. We're not going to... I don't know. I'll text you later with a word. I'm too frustrated right now to come up with a word.
Maybe we should
it.
Just do one now then, because what helps frustration should. But alcohol?
Maybe we should. So, Scott, you're not on board with deadening the balls. Deadening. Deadening?
Deadening.
Well, this is just so classic baseball because I just don't understand what are they trying to do? First, they want to create offense. Then they want to take away offense. Then they're like, we want to speed up the game, but we also need there to be interesting score runs. Like, baseball doesn't know what the fuck they want, what the fuck they want to be.
Interesting score runs.
They have no idea what the hell is going on with their own shit. Like, now we're going to bring it back to where they're scoring less. Is that, like, that's what we want. And then people don't watch because they don't score enough. Like, what?
Yep, pretty much. That's like, pretty much just, exactly.
It's just baseball chasing its tail all the time.
That's pretty much how baseball does things. By the way, I think the stream is completely dropped. I think we're completely out. Wait, there it is. It's back. All right, good. Guys, I'm going to do the other clickbait story for you
At least there's some good news. Our comedian friend that came on a couple weeks ago when we did the four wide, it's not her. It's us.
What? Oh, Kelly. Yeah.
Kelly,
it's definitely.
It's not Kelly's internet or thing. It's us.
Yeah.
So at least we've isolated the problem from one variable.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That
Drew.
Makes
Thanks.
Us feel better.
Makes me feel great to know. Right, listen, well, let's click better. On this story. Cup check. One pair of nuts is in big trouble after this week. Do you guys remember when Trevor Bauer said he would never sign a multi-year deal? And if he did, his friend gets to shoot him in the dick with a paintball from 10 feet away with a paintball gun?
He's about to get shot in the dick.
Yeah, he signed a 3-year contract this week. So Trevor Bauer's nuts are in big trouble after that Dodger deal.
No, but the best part is, Mike, he literally put a price on his balls.
$102 million over 3 years.
I'd do it. I would do it. I'd freeze on my sperm before.
I wonder if he used that at the negotiating table. It's like, look, you guys got to up the offer because I am going to take a shot with a pellet gun to my scrotum, so I got to really make this worth it.
Do you think he wrote in like a contingency that's like, look, on whatever day this goes down, the team's medical staff will be by my side with an ambulance on call to handle my care for the next 5 days after this if I sign this contract?
Yeah, maybe. That's likely what he went with there, just to give him some love in there. I like the idea of Trevor Bauer being a man of his word, which, Scott, how was your reaction to what went down with that Bauer contract signing this week? Because there were people that were not too happy with that signing, if I recall.
Yeah, Mets fans are all butthurt. Because they actually thought that somebody was going to come to their shit team just because they got new ownership. And then when it didn't happen, they all pretended like they never really wanted the guy anyway.
That's my favorite part, is that they were like, well, he's not really that good, so I'm glad we didn't pay him that much.
I just want to clarify something. Scott, you said no one would come to the Mets, but didn't Derrick Rose just go to the Knicks? Isn't that like the same thing?
Drew, shut up.
Touche.
As a Braves fan, you had to be loving that shenanigans that went on there, Scott.
Oh, I do, because it ended so classically Mets, and so they're sitting here all bitter Betty because they thought on paper a few months ago they had already penciled Springer into the lineup and Bauer into the rotation, and they're already dreaming of NLCS championships, and now they're like, oh, wait, no, that's right, we didn't get either of them, and we're still the Mets. Cool.
It's
also like the third or fourth deal this offseason that the Mets and their fans and their reporters have all reported as being a done deal. 10 minutes later, they're like, oh, wait, oops, nope, yep. It didn't actually happen.
I love that Bob Nightingale totally blew that. Like, he's like, done deal, Bauer to the Mets, and then 3 days later, it's like, oh, by the way, no, he's not going to the Mets now. He signed with L.A. I'm a fan of that. Do you believe his apology and the story that he tweeted out about it being an accident, putting the merchandise on the web and thinking that it was a mistake?
The only reason I do kind of believe him is because that apology was so fucking wordy.
It was very wordy.
It was like very descriptive. So I was like, he might actually mean this shit because he's breaking it down a lot. So Trevor Bauer's just, he's not a man of many words when it comes to trolling. And if he was trying to not be sincere, he could be very obvious about it. So I actually think that might have happened on purpose. But I mean, if you're Trevor Bauer, who even gives a shit? Like, you don't need to apologize to Mets fans. You've never played there. You don't owe them anything. They, you know, they thought they were getting something and it didn't happen. So fuck them.
So fuck them.
That is like, even expert if it did, analysis.
Like, even if it did happen on accident, it's like, well, whatever. Mets fans are going to be mad. Oh.
By the way, I just want to point out that it is now bedtime, which means my wife is no longer on the Wi-Fi, and I'm looking, and it's green right now. The stream is just up, and it just went red. Great! Okay! Fuck you, Spectrum! Oh, God damn it! All right, you know what? That's it for clickbait. It is time for everybody's favorite segment that nobody can hear right now. Pookie, take the wheel.
Oh, shit. All right. This will all go so well. Mike is already losing his mind, so I really can't fuck this up any worse.
No, this show is like a train wreck, so go for it. Just go ahead, take the wheel. Do your thing, man. You do you.
Yeah, it sucks, man, because it doesn't feel so much like a wild card now when I'm not actually being the wild card, but it is what it is. So the big game happened this weekend, the Super Bowl. It did go off without a hitch, seemingly, in terms of operations and all this shit in the COVID world. But we did get to see the most beautiful, cutest couple in the world say they're both going to Disney World together when Gronk and Tom Brady announced after winning the Super Bowl this weekend that they're both going to Disney World.
They did that together.
I'm pretty sure the commercial I saw had them like on the field, like, I don't know if they were holding hands, but in my mind, I remember them holding hands saying, we're going to Disney World, when they like led into him with the comment of, hey, Tom Brady and Robert Gronkowski, because they called them Robert Gronkowski, which is weird in and of itself. You just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next? And they both said, we're going to Disney World. And for some weird reason, too, is strange. They really emphasize the world. Not the land. It was almost like they were throwing shade or something, being like, yeah, we're not going to California. You see the shit going on down there? Anyways, needless to say, this all got me thinking. And it got
good
my mind.
Good pivot.
And I was just like, man, like that shit's so goddamn fake. Like, where do you think they really went? And I was just like, oh my God, that's actually a great question. So where do all these championship award-winning athletes go when they achieve the thing of their dreams? And so I wanted to ask you guys about this and kind of go and give you a chance to answer. And we'll kick it off because I took a lot of great notes. I'm just going to real quick ask Mike, how did you think this was going to work? Like, do you both answer for one athlete?
Sure.
Or
yeah.
Do you ping pong back and forth?
You're driving, man. You tell me. Your segment, bro.
You know, I'm not used to being in control of my own life. Like, I'm married, so, you know. Anyways, that being said, I figured I would, you know, start us off easy, like I said in the pre-show meeting, and just go with John Daly. When he won his major, what do you think John Daly actually went to do to celebrate?
I'm going to Hooters. That was John Daly's response. Immediately, he shouted, "I'm going to Hooters," and everybody was like, "I know, that's where you always go. You were going there even if you didn't win." John Daly going to Hooters.
Mike shot that out of a cannon. Holy shit. He didn't even think twice. Hooters.
Yeah. Isn't he sponsored by Hooters? Like, I think well, Daly had now. Hooters. I think Daly had Hooters. So there you go. When he won his Masters, he was angling for that sponsorship. This was the long con all along. He was like, "I'm going to Hooters." And he was just trying to get that Hooters sponsorship.
Well, but see, I think you're missing the point that, like, when he said he was going to Hooters, it was like, "Yes, we won. I'm going to Hooters." It's like, "All right, cool, guys. I'm going to Hooters. I'll see you there. If not, have a good night, and I'll check up with you tomorrow."
Well, that's why I'm okay. Go ahead. Okay, yeah. So, John Daly. Who else you got?
I guess Scott just doesn't get an opinion.
Oh no, Scott. You're driving.
I was gonna say Waffle House though.
That's actually a really good call because it was later in the day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know he's a Hooters guy and they sponsor him, but you don't want to you get sick and tired of the same food all the time with those sponsorships. Like, you're always eating that. So he'd be like, "I'm going to Waffle House, my actual favorite food place, where I can get a waffle any time of the day."
Right. And again, this was after John Daly won his major.
What does John Daly order at Waffle House? What's his Waffle House order? You think he goes? You think he goes waffles?
Just waffles, just plain ass waffles.
There's just like
15 of them.
They hand him the menu and he says yes.
How do you guys like your hash browns? Because they got all those fancy
smothered and covered. Isn't that what they do at Waffle House? I got to be honest. I've only been to Waffle House one time. I've only eaten there once, and it was after a show in Columbus. And it was a snowy night like this, and me and Butch Wesley got stuck in Columbus, and we went to Waffle House to try to wait it out, and it was disgusting.
The Waffle House was, or the snow?
Both.
I was going to say, I thought you meant the snow at first, and then I'm like, "Oh, wait, he didn't mean the Waffle House."
That's disappointing, man. I got to be honest, because Waffle House is magic, but
I don't know about magic, but it did sustain me for an entire week of spring break senior year.
Really? You ate Waffle House every day for spring break?
Every morning. It was the most economical option
for
breakfast.
What foreign country were you in, Scott?
Panama City.
That explains it. All right, that feels like a good time to go ahead and ask you about our next athlete and what he actually did after he won his title. Because, you know, Panama City, they know hockey, right?
Panama.
I was going to bell it out too, Scott.
when you guys told me to drink this beer tonight instead of the other two I sent, did you know it was 10%?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Played, sir. Appreciate that. So the next guy I was going to ask you about is Steve Yzerman. What did he do after winning his first Stanley Cup? And I will say, Scott, because again, I know you know that hockey. I also want to give you something that makes you feel included and ask, what did Ray Bourque do after his cup title?
Oh, Ray Bourque was a little bitch boy. I didn't like Ray Bourque. He probably did something racist because he came from Boston.
Mike, help!
It's your segment, bro. I ain't throwing you no lifelines. I'm just letting you fucking flounder out here. I'm gonna go with Tim Hortons. I think they both went to Tim Hortons because that just feels like something hockey players do. They're just like, "I'm gonna go get some coffee, okay?" And then I don't even know if they're Canadian. Fuck it, whatever. They're hockey players. I didn't even realize they won shit.
That's so fair.
How shook are you? Like, see, Drew, this is what you got to do. You got, if you're taking control of the segment, you got to know where those landmines are, and Scott will bust it easily. You make a wrong turn, and Scott veers this show into racist land, and you got to fucking recover. And ain't that easy, huh? A little bit more respect for what I do here, huh? That's what I thought.
But I think this is where the disconnect is.
Because
honestly, No, it's not. Ray Bork, there was not, at least to my knowledge, to this day, there wasn't a racist bone in his body.
You can't give him an opening, though. You can't give Scott an opening because he will take it. Any chance, if there's a white guy and the city of Boston, if there's any chance that there's an overlap, boom, that's a racist landmine. You just steered it right into it, Drew. You gotta be careful, man.
I don't know. I'm so aghast right now. Because, like, Ray Bork is the epitome of an NHL grinder. Guy spent 20 years in the league. He,
suffering on the Bruins.
Suffering on the Bruins, but then he went to the Colorado Avalanche.
And
title. And I so hated Scott that trade. Is literally like, just throwing shade and hating at Ray Bork because he was in Boston, despite all of the evidence of how great a stand-up guy he is and the epitome of what is good about hockey.
Fuck Ray Bork. Like,
fuck that guy.
This is all accurate. I don't see anything you've said that's wrong. Fuck Ray Bork.
And here's the thing. I agree.
Do I need to slam poetry his ass?
I would love to see that. I got to tell you. So, all right, here's the next one. We're going to take a little turn here in terms of the sports we're talking about. And I want to hear about where did Adam Morrison go after he won his title?
Adam Morrison?
Just kidding. Fuck that kid. He never won anything and no one cares about him. So we're just going to skip right the fuck over that.
I was going to say, I'm going to a 70s porno shoot. That's all that kid looked like. All right, go ahead.
God, he is just such a piece of trash and waste of human life, that kid. But I would like to know, where did Manny Ramirez actually go after winning his first World Series championship?
Toys R Us.
Would you care to expand, Scott?
No, Toys R Us.
Nope, that's it.
That's all I got for you. Manny would be at Toys R Us.
But, like, what section? Like, the Toys Lego R section? Us. All of it.
I thought Manny would have gone bra shopping after his first one. Like,
I thought that was low-hanging fruit, so I went with Toys R Us.
Of course it's low-hanging fruit. That's why I snatched that shit up, bro. Him and his man titties were like, we gotta go get fitted for something after this.
Man titties.
Go get fitted. Like it was a hat or something.
Oh shit. You got anybody else, Drew?
I got all kinds of options over here. Don't you even worry. So this one I'm gonna try to, you know, throw us off kilter a little bit here and see what Scott's got for Robert Ori.
Big Shot McDonald's. Bob.
McDonald's.
Have you seen Big Shot Big Mac Bob lately?
Don't take my line. I said that line, Scott, you son of a bitch.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Who said it?
I said it.
No, you didn't.
You son of a bitch. You want me to pull up the text messages right now?
You don't need to pull up the text. I just said it for the first time. That's the first time anybody's ever heard
bitch.
That.
Oh, my God. I'm so pissed right now. That was my joke. My joke. More like Big Mac Bob. That was me. I said that, not you.
That doesn't sound like something you'd say. That's too clever.
Oh, I want to punch you so bad.
I have to rule with Scott on that one.
Of course
that
you would.
That is very clever.
Of course. Yeah, it is very clever. That's why I'm proud of myself for coming up with that one on the spot. But yes, Bob is big. Did you see he welcomed Tom Brady into the 7 Championship Club?
I did not see that. That's actually
an exclusive
funny.
Club,
he,
too, right?
He tweeted out, he was like, welcome to the 7 Rings Club.
That's pretty good.
Big shot,
Bob. I bet he had fry grease on his fingers when he tweeted it out.
What happened to Bob, man?
No, Scott, he didn't have fry
Eating
grease on his fingers because you can't actually text with fry grease on. So he tried to text and he's like, oh shit, I got fry grease. Give it the old lick and then wipe on the pants and then he texted.
Oh, wow.
I mean, have you ever tried to text with fry grease?
No,
I haven't.
You got me there.
I don't touch my phone if my hands are dirty because it's. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk about how you spent 10 minutes in the shitter earlier today watching a video because you don't touch your phone when your hands are dirty. That's cool.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a you got me. All right, go on. What else you got, Mookie?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to go a little Tokyo with this one. So the Olympics are coming up. Thank God it's going to be a, you know, ceremony to human perseverance and just stick-to-itiveness, because that's a thing, apparently. Carrie Strug, and I'll give you the chaser option of Michael Phelps, because I don't know if you guys know who she is.
Oh, I know who Carrie Strug is. What, do you think I'm a kid?
I know what the fuck.
Also,
I'm just trying to say, you all hate on soccer all the time. Why did you Olympic sports?
Why did you pick Carrie Strug for this segment? Like, how? That's a very random name.
I got the wheel. What you want about it?
Fair enough. You wild carded the shit out of this one. I feel like Carrie Strug. Well, okay, let's go Michael Phelps first. Michael Phelps was
exactly,
like, I'm going to my weed dealer. Michael Phelps just went to buy weed. That's where he went. Wherever he was at, he's like, I'm going to buy weed. And they were like, okay, cool. Carrie Strug, I don't know. Nobody could understand where she was going because she had that high squeaky voice. And everybody was like, okay, we're tuning this bitch out as soon as she starts talking. So nobody knows where she said she was going to go because she was like, they're like, yeah, we're out.
Whatever, you're going over here. You're going to Disney World, bitch. I got to be honest, until you said Michael Phelps went to his weed dealer, I forgot it didn't have to be a restaurant. I was like, yeah, what's Michael Phelps' version of a Waffle House?
Right.
Oh, no, we just said, where would they go, not what restaurant they'd eat.
Right, exactly.
Well, last time I checked, Disney World wasn't a restaurant, so.
No, because they have dozens of them, all with amazing, fantastic experiences.
True, well, Disney's not going to. So I was going to say, Disney's not sponsoring the show.
Look, guys, I'm trying to build a profile here, right? If I can get a portfolio, a demo reel, if you will, about my boss man brands.
Oh, yeah, let's send them that clip of you just the thing freezing as you try to talk up the Disney World restaurants, and I can't even fucking talk. God.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Scott, what you got anything to tell us about Carrie Strug or Michael Phelps? This shit's 10%, motherfucker. Play that off. Well, thank you for that.
Shit's 10%, motherfucker. I played that off well. Sure.
No, you guys did. You tricked me well.
Oh, no, I feel like Mike nailed those. I can't beat the high-pitched voice. All
right, cool. You're both wrong. The answer was the hospital, asshole. She had a broken fucking leg. Are you kidding me?
No, don't worry. Bella took care of that. Carosi was just like, I fix. And then he just like Mr. Miyagi'd some shit together, and she was fine after that.
Oh, all right. That's respectable. All right, we're getting down here to the home stretch, and that being said, I'll go ahead and throw this one out here. Where did Michael Scott go after his victory in Michael Scott's Dunder Mifflin Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial Celebrity Rabies Awareness Pro-Am Fun Run Race for the Cure 5K?
He went to shit because
house.
No, he went to shit because he ate all of that pasta beforehand, and it was sitting heavy in the stomach. He had to go deuce immediately.
I thought he, but also a good answer.
Did you say Pam's house, Scott?
Yeah, Pam. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Have you seen Pam?
What? No, I mean, he just wanted to shtup Pam. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Did you just say shtup?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it'd be. It'd be a good shtucking.
I wouldn't, but I mean, you know.
I've heard of people who would. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Michael Scott's one of them.
He wanted the shtup Pam.
I'm glad that's what's hanging Mike up right now.
It's such a 90-year-old guy thing to say. Like, why did you go with the most baseball way to say he wants to bang her? Like, that's
again, at that point in the show, did you see Pam? She hadn't fully grown into the beautiful woman she was. She hadn't spread her wings. She was still in kind of that like cardigan, frumpy hair.
She was dating Jim there though, man. She was dating Jim.
That was the start of it because she had freed herself from that asshole Roy. But that's a different podcast. You should subscribe to it.
literally Pam's podcast.
No, it's my podcast.
Oh, it's you?
It's about The Office.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it goes on air every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So I got a couple more, or we can just go ahead and call the walk-off here.
Call the walk-off. Go ahead and hit the walk-off.
Let's call the walk-off. Where did Robert Kraft go after all the Super Bowl titles?
The Bunny Ranch. Fucking Bunny Ranch. That old motherfucker went there all those times.
I like how I jumped in so quick about John Daly, and you came right in about Robert Kraft. Like, you were right there ready for that one, Scott. and yes, he definitely went to the Bunny Ranch. He's got Robert Kraft. I feel like Robert Kraft has a favorite girl at the Bunny Ranch. Like, he's got.
I feel like Bunny Ranch is like seeing him on a Tuesday. Like, it doesn't have to be after the Super Bowl. It's just Tuesday.
He's just around. He just lives at the Bunny Ranch.
Bob, what's going on? We punching your card again today, Bob?
Hang on, though. Hang on. I don't think Bob
you think
Kraft.
Do that? Do you get a punch for a BJ, or is it got to be like full on penetration?
Good God. Thanks, Drew.
I feel like Bob Kraft doesn't go to the Bunny Ranch. Like, if he's going to a rub and tug place in Florida, he's not going to the Bunny Ranch. He's going to a rub and tug place in Vegas, right? Like, he's not going to, just because he's in Vegas, spend that money. The dude spent it. Like, he could get escorts in Florida, but instead he's going to a rub and tug spot. So he's not going to go to the Bunny Ranch, right? He wouldn't spend that kind of cash.
It's true.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
But it's a Super Bowl. It's a special occasion.
And you think he doesn't get discounts?
Like I said, he's got the punch card.
It's like a every Costco 10 visit, membership. It's free. Like, there's different levels of it, you know?
I've got this coupon. I'm sorry, Mr. Kraft. That one's outdated. I need to speak to the manager of this here whorehouse.
But if you
use here whorehouse.
Use code SALE30 at checkout, we can save you 30% off a full body massage. Dude, when you check out the Bunny Ranch, what the fuck do you think it says on your credit card? Like, what does that transaction look like? Does it say Bunny Ranch?
It just says PayPal and a code.
Do you categorize that as health and medical, entertainment?
No, you can't pull out your HSA card to swipe at the Bunny Ranch.
Why not? Why not? If you're relieving stress, it could be good for your heart.
Oh, my God.
Just tax-free.
This is tax-deductible. Hell yeah.
As hard as I can. Using your HSA at a brothel. It's got to be next level pimping, man. Like, that's all I'm saying.
That's next level pimping for Drew.
I just want to analyze that sentence for a second. If you're using your HSA at a brothel, that's next level pimping. That was a sentence that was just said on this show to an audience.
The most ass backwards sentence ever.
What are you talking about? Ain't no show going on.
I was
going to
say, that was too.
Shit
that
ain't
was
real. It's
nobody.
All the Matrix, man.
That was
the fucking Matrix.
Oh, that was amazing. God. All right, Drew, let's talk about these bets. I'm sorry, you have the wheel still, sir. Do you want to talk about the bets?
No, I relinquish it.
Well, okay, good. Then we'll talk about the bets.
Here's the thing, Mike. The car is wrapped around a pole and smoking, so my ass is run out in the street away from the cops.
In fairness, that happened long before you took the wheel tonight, buddy, so it's not on you. All right, let's recap our Super Bowl bets here.
No, because what happened was Spectrum put snow and ice on the road, and we were kind of steering around on it, holding our way. We weren't going to get arrested for how bad we were driving until that drove us into a pole. I just don't want you to feel too bad, bro, but I got you.
I appreciate you, man. All right, let's do this real quick. If I could pull up the sound cue for you here, Drew. Oh, there it is.
Ching, bada ping.
That means it's time for Mookie's Mad Props. And let's recap these Super Bowl prop bets that we had. So first we'll go Jared and Kev from Corner Booth Pod. They hung out with us last week, and they had a couple prop bets. Jared took the over on Giselle being shown, the over 1.5. That was a loss. I don't think she was shown once. I don't even know she was there. That's got to be embarrassing to be Tom Brady.
She was definitely there. They took photos on the field afterwards.
Oh, okay. All right. So she was there, but they never. never showed her during the broadcast.
Right? That's so weird.
Well, no,
especially because
that's not weird. According to Kevin, he says they never show her. That's not a thing that they do. So they never show Giselle during the Super Bowl broadcast.
They showed her when she was cussing out the team for Julian Edelman being the only wide receiver when he's in New England. How did they not show her this time?
Apparently that's a thing. Kevin had the prop bet, will Drake be on stage at the halftime show? He said no, that was a win. What'd you guys think of that halftime show? Scott, were you a fan of that halftime show that you didn't watch? Did you watch it afterwards? Did you watch it afterwards?
What?
Did
halftime of what?
Drew, did you like that halftime show?
No, honestly, man, the memes that came out were creepy and weird, and like I didn't like them. They made me feel uncomfortable. I just didn't understand it. Why are there so many mirrors and masks on people? Like, it's a halftime show.
It's a whole thing. It's like a whole story that The Weeknd's been doing for a long time where he's commenting on how Hollywood tries to change people, but he's not letting Hollywood change him.
Well, but like, if he's writing a story, why isn't it in like a book that you can read?
Well, it's in song form and visual form in his videos and performances.
Yeah,
he's an artist in a different medium.
That's where
Drew.
I'm just like, art is fucking stupid because they're like, well, Picasso was trying to say this about the French Revolution. I'm like, motherfucker, if he was trying to say that, he would have written it on the goddamn painting. Next, I don't have time for this motherfucking shit.
All right, let's check the standings.
I never wanted The Weeknd to be the weekday more.
Yeah, that dad joke right there, Scott. Well done. Way to pull that dad joke out of your back pocket. Let's check our standings. Drew, after The Weeknd, jumps up to 2-4. He went from 0-3 to 2-4 with his bullshit picks. He had... The coin toss, he picked heads. That was a win. He picked the Puppy Bowl MVP as a female. That was a win. The only loss that he had on The Weeknd was, will the price of Bitcoin go up or down during the Super Bowl? He said up. That was a loss. That was the only one that he lost, so he's at 2-4. Scott.
Gotta go, dum-dum.
Scott.
I blame Elon Musk for all that motherfucking shit.
Yeah, all of his, the coin thing that he's pushing now.
Goddamn that coin thing.
The Doge coin or whatever. I don't know.
Oh my God, shut up. No, we're going to lose all our clout on the internets.
Scott is now 1-5 on the year. He took the under. I told you were dumb for taking the under on the anthem, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
You took the under at 159. It was like 220.
Wait, he overhit?
Yes, by a lot. It was like 220. And shout out to Gabe. Gabe tweeted at us. There was apparently a reporter before the Super Bowl that was outside of the stadium as they were doing like sound checks, and he ran a stopwatch on his phone during the national anthem prep, like during that sound check, and it clocked in at like 220, and he was like, hey, little note to all the bettors out there, slam the over. And nice. It did. He hit the over. He totally screwed over everybody. Speaking of screwing over, is there any truth to the story about the streaker betting on himself that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl? That's a real thing that happened?
That's a real thing. $375 in straight cash, homie.
But can't they null and void that bet because he manipulated it?
Well, obviously.
Okay. All right. Fair.
So then I mean, it's Vegas. Win. They're going to break his kneecap.
So I was going to say, so he gets nothing. You know what they're gonna do is
they're going to break his kneecaps, pay the $375 in cash after tax. But what he doesn't know is they own the hospital they treated him in, and they're just going to run his ass into debt after that.
Good like, call.
Go ahead, bitch.
That works. Scott also had, how many times will the chains be used at 1.5? He took the over there. That was a loss, which is a surprising loss. I guess not really when you've got the one offense that isn't doing anything and one offense is just scoring at will. And then finally, Scott picked red as the Gatorade bath color, and that was a loss. It was blue. For like the first time ever, that was going off at +800. So, big time loss on that one, Scott. Over three.
Cool.
How's it feel being 0-3 on the weekend?
Feels good, real good.
Oh, fantastic! All right, I moved to 1-5 all time now. I lost on The Weeknd mentions Canada. He did not mention anything. He just sang the entire time. There was never any like, let's go Tampa Bay. All right, Tampa Bay.
Wait, he was singing?
Yes, he was singing. That's
what that was?
What they do at the halftime show, Drew. Why do you hate The Weeknd so much?
I know they have a performance, but like...
Why do you hate The Weeknd? Why do you hate The Weeknd? What's your issue?
Oh, no, I don't, man. I love his tracks, but I was just severely disappointed with the way that he presented them in that live performance with all of the options he had available. Like, they will spare no expense at the Super Bowl.
Obviously, they will spare an expense.
Look, I don't remember anything from the halftime show, and for once, it wasn't because I was drunk. It was because I watched it up until he did the spinny mirror situation, and then I turned that shit off, puked all my guts out, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with that.
That was weird and very confusing and disorienting.
Panda Express doesn't reheat well, by the way.
Oh, Panda Express
doesn't cook
heat well.
Either.
Yeah. Panda Express doesn't
microwaving,
well.
Does microwaving count as cooking? Asking for a friend.
I also lost. Will both teams make a field goal at 37 plus yards? I said no. Here's what sucks about this one. The Chiefs had terrible offense the whole time. They were the first ones to kick the field goal. Their first field goal was like 42 yards, and I was like, damn it. That was the team I was banking on. But then Tampa Bay kept scoring. I'm like, great. I'm going to end up winning this bet. This is going to be fantastic. And then with 2 minutes to go in the game, Tampa Bay kicked a meaningless field goal of like 52 yards, and that pushed me into the loss on that one. So I'm very pissed off about that loss. The one that I did win, though, was the question that Drew tried to screw me over on.
Wait, what?
Yes, the one that I won that you tried to screw me on. Kevin Durant's points plus rebounds over under Darrell Williams' rushing yards. Williams had 5 rushing yards in the game, and Kevin Durant, in his last game that he played, his points were like 8, or his rebounds were 8, and his points were 6. So he hit the over on that one. Win for Mike. I am now 1-5, baby. 1-5, motherfuckers.
Here we go, tied with Scott,
that's,
bitches.
That's really cute, but the thing is, man, first of all,
the graphic up for himself already.
I want to go ahead and take a moment to praise Mike's math abilities here, because I know this is stuff he's been working really hard on. And so for him to
hard
8-8 and get 16, Michael, the Kumon sessions have paid off. Like, let me just say that money has gone to a good place getting that private tutor.
Thank you.
But what you don't quite understand is that you can't just arbitrarily pick whatever day it was that you wanted to find Kevin Durant's stats from.
I'm sorry, Drew.
So,
you didn't specify
day,
which day his stats had to come from.
Shit.
Because
call,
there was no game that they
the
played on
area,
Sunday.
Bruv,
they didn't
look,
play
the
on Sunday.
Day, look,
so
okay,
like
fine.
It would make
you
sense. Okay, Sunday
you
is the
what,
day.
Asshole?
But they didn't
That's
play
fine.
On Sunday, so I get to
and
pick the day.
What we're going to fucking do is you can explain that to Cousin Nicky when he shows up on your doorstep and breaks your fucking kneecaps. See how much he cares about days of the week and numbers and shit.
Cousin
I'm
Nicky.
Just saying, if you want to go down that path of trying to play in the gray area, then son, you better be ready.
Cousin Nicky
to play
can
in the gray
suck
area.
These balls, bitches. Because here's
you'll
the
be
thing.
Lucky if
there
you
were
have
two
balls
games.
When Nicky's done with
there
you.
There were
then.
Two games
he'll pile on
that
top too. Because at the end of the day,
can I,
son,
can I finish?
Bro,
can I finish? Can I finish?
Bro,
can I finish? Can I
finish?
Can I finish?
What,
can I finish?
What you want to finish, Karen?
Huh? I want to speak to your
what
manager.
You
first of all,
wrong.
I want to speak
it's
to your
fine.
Manager. I want to speak
we'll
to your manager.
You on Facebook. You can speak to my manager. He'll say the same goddamn thing. He's saying, we got your money. We got your social security number. We will come at you because that's what the casinos do. All right. Don't fuck with Vegas. Vegas don't want to fuck with you.
Here's the thing. I'm not fucking with Vegas because this bet was with you and you didn't specify which day Durant had to be playing because they weren't playing on Sunday, dude. The Nets didn't play on Sunday. So I looked at it and I'm like, well, shit, there were two games between when we made this bet and when the Super Bowl happened, and one of them Durant didn't play in because he was out for COVID protocol, and the other one he got pulled midway through because of COVID
Boy,
protocol.
That's a real
so
big
let's
fucking
go
bummer
that
for you
one.
Then, huh?
But you never said which day. Like, how was I supposed to know it was the last game before the Super Bowl? You never
Look,
specified.
What
I'm
you
sorry,
are
bro.
Now
I'm
learning
taking that
is
win.
What
that's
a lot
win,
of the world has learned over the last 12 that's months is that bitch. COVID sucks. It doesn't give a shit. Now give me your fucking money.
Are you seriously not going to give me this win?
Why would I? You were wrong. People who are wrong or are marginally wrong deserve to lose and be punished.
Scott, do I get this win? Can you back me up on this one, please?
I'm actually going to side with Mike on this one.
Thank you.
Even if it ties in with me.
Yes.
Like, it was definitely some bullshit to begin with. And hey, man, Drew, I appreciate the effort. Like, we tried to fuck him over when we picked it versus him. But that's the way the cookie crumbles on that one. Oh, gotta take that out.
You are literally the worst motherfucker right now. Just saying.
I'm so
he's
happy.
Like Judas.
No, because at least Judas got paid. Your ass is tied now. So what'd you get out of it, Scott? God damn it.
All right, great. So there we go. I have, by the way.
No, you know what? No, fuck off. You don't have a win, you have a tie. I will see it on that, but nothing more.
How is that a tie? Here's what we do. Here's what we do. We will take his totals from the two games between when we made the bet and when the Super Bowl happened, and we will see if he has more points plus rebounds.
What? No,
it's the exact same number. I still win.
Together?
No, it's the same amount, Drew. He didn't play in the second game. It's the same amount.
Nope, don't care. Delete. Undo. Subscribe. Not allowed.
I won this bet, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Are you? Wait. Hang on. Hang on. I won't defer to Scott. This is you're the commissioner of this. You're doing Mookie's mad props. You're the bank. You're not paying out this bet. Are you for like you will not pay out this bet? You're saying I lost this bet.
I will push, but nothing less.
No. I want to win or nothing. Did I win this bet?
Okay, you get nothing.
You son of a bitch. What? You son of a bitch. So this is how we're going to do it. We're just going to bullshit our terms, and you can pool and do whatever you want based on the outcome that you want to happen. That's what we're going to do on this segment.
You don't know this show.
You know what? Here's the thing, Drew. We're not doing mad props anymore. I'm not even going to put it in the doc because I'm never going to do this. We'll never bring it up again. There you go. You just fucked it over for everybody. No more mad props on the show. How about that?
Things you wanna our pull... audience could care about for 200.
You want to pull your card? I'll pull my card. We're not doing mad props on the show anymore. That was the last time that
you
get
to... your pants to pull a card. This is a family show, Mike.
That's the last time you get to hear your music because now it's not even playing on the computer. So there you go. Even the computer is against you on this one. That was the last time
you
get to hear the
music?
Cha-ching. When I did the cha-ching thing for you,
I think meant background music, you know, like a quality show that is produced would have in the segment to differentiate it from other quality segments in the same show.
That'd be nice.
You weren't
to
talking
have.
About that because we don't have that.
That'd be real nice to have.
Wouldn't it, though?
Scott, I like how you're just quiet through this whole thing. You're just sitting back.
Because I enjoy the
up.
White over white crime. I'm like, this is great.
The NBA's website is terrible, by the way. I can't find this fucking game to save my life to even make an argument about whether this should be considered or not.
It was 14. He had like 8 rebounds and 6 points and then got pulled at halftime or in the middle of the third quarter, which, by the way, the COVID tracing that they went through for that is complete bullshit because he was held out to start the game and then they were like, no, go ahead, you can play. And then midway through the third quarter, they were like, oh, wait, get him out. And then they're like, hey, by the way, Kevin Durant, he was potentially exposed 3 times. It's like, how the fuck did you miss that to let him play in the first place? Ridiculous shit going on there. Anyways, let's just recap our standings here real quick before we get out of there. That's Drew at 2-4, me and Scott tied at 1-5.
See, and that's the best part is I'm still winning, but I'm still pissed. I'm going to fight you on this.
It's all right. This is going to be the final standings because we're never doing mad props again. I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to put it in the document again. No. It didn't finish. Ooh, it didn't finish. It's not even fit. We can't call it. You didn't win yet.
God, you sound like an Alabama fan right now. You know that, right?
Stop the steal, Drew. Stop the steal. That's all I'm saying.
Stop the steal.
Hey, stick to sports. God. All right, dude, come on. Be careful. Stick to sports.
All right, let's do some vibe checks. This was a segment that Matt Barr had suggested to Scott and I. He had texted us. There's a tweet that went viral where somebody was like, who's the greatest athlete of all time based on vibe only? Very open to interpretation question there that you can kind of make your own assumptions. So we decided let's do some one-upping. We'll go around the horn. We'll name some athletes that we think are the greatest athletes of all time based strictly on vibe. I know you guys were arguing in the text beforehand. I'm going to go first, and only because you'll see why. My first one that I'm going to throw out there, one that Drew mentioned earlier.
If you take the one.
I won't take the one. I guarantee you weren't going to say this one. I guarantee you weren't going to say this one. I'm only saying it because Drew said it earlier. John Daly. John Daly is my first name out there. John Daly, the vibe that John Daly put out was 100%. This is a dude not only that I could hang out with, but a dude that would be fucking hilarious to hang out with. John Daly in his crazy pants and his smoking cigarettes like nonstop on the golf course. He seems like a dude that you can just chug beers with. So John Daly, Scott, try to take down John Daly.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, he was on my list too. I had Griffey on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the backwards hat, the kid, the swing. Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr. vibe.
That's a good vibe. The Jr. is a fantastic choice. I had him on my list for the same reasons too. Like that dude. Oh, and the fact that he like aged gracefully. He wasn't like juiced up and he was just like, oh man,
aged just organically.
Yeah, like you're just like, oh, you got yeah, old. Really did some things there. That's a legit thing. I guess gracefully isn't the right word.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, dude had some strife physically aged, with injuries.
Aged,
and
yeah, aged roughly would probably be the right way to yeah. put that, but you're right. That swag that Griffey had, oh, that's good. All right, Griffey, so we can all agree Griffey overtakes John Daly as the greatest yeah. athlete. Vibe only. All right, Drew, who's your nomination? Your first nomination.
I agree. I'm going to lose all of these, so I'm just going to put that out there to start. I'm going to go with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
That's a stretch on the athlete side, but he does play in pro-am tournaments, so I could make a case for Bill Murray on this one.
Scott, he's played well in Space Jam. I'm a huge
wait.
Bill
was
Murray.
He
way way better than
yeah,
Wayne?
Yeah, he was on the Toon Squad.
Yeah, okay, it was way right, better yeah. than Wayne Knight on that.
In fact, I'd argue he was the number two option on the Toon Squad.
They didn't do. Also, Bill Murray does not do defense. So that right there vibes no. for days when he's like, "Whoa, right, whoa, yeah. whoa! I don't play defense." Oh, I do love me some Murray.
He was ahead of his hardened time.
Like, Does he overtake Junior, though?
Done making the case for Bill Murray.
Okay,
there's
keep
a reason
going.
I played it out like this because you guys actually latched on to something I had not even considered, which was him in Space Jam. I was thinking of Bill Murray, aka Carl Spackler, in Caddyshack.
Oh,
he's lining up on the tee.
Yeah, but you know what? That was
tee box at Augusta.
That was very rapey sort of vibes, shit, though. Like when he's staring at the chicks, you didn't get rapey vibes from Carl Spackler when he's
definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Well, yeah. No, I did when he stared at chicks, but I'm just talking about Carl Spackler, the golfer.
He never golfed though. He just hit plants.
Oh, those petunias hit themselves in. Look, that was him reliving his glory days in Nam, okay? Which is only a reference to the time period, not actually his geographical location. But he crushed it on the web.com tour during Nam. And that was just him reflecting after a lot of bath salts before he was caddy at that club.
All right, cool.
Scott, does Bill Murray overtake Junior? His greatest
no,
athlete.
No, as much as I love Bill, there's no way he's taking Junior over.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have to agree. I think Junior is still king of the mountain. All right, here we go. Here's my next offering. Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler with his high-ass eyes, pulling in chicks that are too good looking for him.
Smoking Jay Cutler. Yes,
getting smacked in the face by the referee, showing up to press conferences, not giving a fuck about the team, where he's at, who's playing with him. He doesn't give a shit. I'm just here to get paid. I just want to hang out. I'm Jay fucking Cutler. He's doing reality shows. He's banging other chicks from reality shows. Jay Cutler, major vibes. Does Jay Cutler overtake Junior on this list?
Yes.
Not just based on if you want to bang his wife.
No, Drew's always been Team Jay over Team Kristen.
Always Team Jay.
What's going on with them, Drew? Like, where's that at? Because they were together, but then there was the chick from Southern Charm that said Jay was trying to slide into her DMs.
Yeah, they're just trying to stay relevant a little bit. Jay's trying to find love. He's trying to find a connection.
Trying to find love.
You know, and he thought he had it in her. He thought she could relate to, you know, his stint in the spotlight as a reality star. And it just didn't work out. Because, you know, the IG will get to anyone. Like, it'll fuck some stuff up real fast when things get taken out of context and whatnot. And, you know, Jay's just being him. He's being true to himself. And he's trying to figure it out just like else is. So he'll be all right. I'm not worried.
All right. Fair enough. So you say yes, he does overtake. Scott, does Jay Cutler overtake Junior on...
No.
How does he not overtake Junior? Are you kidding me? I don't understand.
Does it answer Jay Cutler?
Because he's Jay Cutler. You know what? That's good enough reasoning. Who do you have? Who's your next offering to try to take down Junior, Scott?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, man, that's such a good one. That's such a good one.
The Jerry curl, the swag. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he defines whatever vibe that you're looking for. Like, Deion Sanders is, like, vibe.
With such a good nickname, too. Like, he had
prime time. Yeah.
Oh, like, prime time. I'm going to use that as the Kong word of the day. Yeah. Mainly because, it's just because I was ready to do a beer bong at this point. That's why I want
to
do this.
And you forgot to text us.
No, I just didn't care anymore. Who cares? Like, I'm just trying
to bong a beer, and I'm a little pissed you almost left me out. That's all.
No, I would not leave you out, Drew. Let you. Scott, did you come prepared tonight? Do you have a beer to bong?
See, I went to look for one, and I thought I did, but I don't.
Scott, I'm so disappointed.
This little bitch over here was like, well, I can't bong because I don't have the beer bong. Like, just be honest, Scott. You don't want to bong.
Yeah, why don't you want to bong, Scott? Why don't you want to bong?
Because I don't have cheap beer. In fact, I only have the beer that we have for the show. Like, I'm broke, motherfucker.
You realize a 30 rack of High Life is like $12, right?
I'm not rich like you, dude.
This motherfucker just bought a house out in the burbs, you know, moving on up and whatnot. Like,
yeah, I'm broke. One thing at a time.
Drew, are you ready or you need a minute there?
Oh, no, I got mad foam over here.
All right. I see you mad stirring.
That goddamn Natterday, man.
You're bonging Natterdays?
It's my best option.
Oh, man, that's a rough bong, bro.
It's better than cold Bush Light, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's true. All right, so if you guys want a beer bong, first of all, we're very close to our 1,000 followers on Twitter. I know I've been saying that
before
Christmas.
I'm going to have to get some Bud Light this weekend.
Yes, you are going to. I have to get some Bud Light as I hiccup my way through this. Not a good sign when you're hiccuping before you bong. It's probably not going to go over well. But if you guys... If you guys want a free bong, tell your friends to follow us on Twitter at CraftBSports. If you want to buy one, you don't want to wait for us to get to 1,000 because it's taken us a year to get there since we started this promo. Go to craftbrewsports.com/beerbong. You can order one. It's amazing. It's a koozie that turns into a beer bong. So go hit them up. Kong bongs, craftbrewsports.com/beerbong. Somebody talk while I beer bong so it's not awkward for the podcast audience.
All right, I got you here, Mike. The best part about it, too, he didn't mention, is this shit's dishwasher safe, too. You can throw it in there, wash it, get it nice and clean, and then pop it on out and just let it dry.
It is not dishwasher safe. Please don't do that, everybody. Please don't do that. Drew, hit up your Kong bong.
Damn it.
Your foamy-ass Kong bong. You can see the foam in that bong. That's brutal. Drew, we got to figure out the chroma key as you do this, because you just disappear into the background as you do it. Scott!
Scott! I'm white, motherfucker!
Scott, do the beer bong! There it is! Yeah! Scott's imaginary dick-sucking beer bong! I love it! All right. That was
dick-sucking.
That was the Kong beer bong. All right. What were we talking about?
So Jay Cutler is the athlete that you want to vibe with.
Yeah, but no, Scott went. Scott said Deion Sanders. Does Deion Sanders overtake the kid? Oh, I got to give it to Primetime. I think Primetime is the answer over the kid. I mean, I know it's your pick, Scott, since you threw that name up there.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, I think that Primetime edges him, and that's coming from somebody who, you know, hey, he played for my least favorite team of all time.
Oh, he's, yeah, I think I got to go Primetime. Drew, are you going to go Primetime or Junior here?
I just want to clarify something. Scott, did you say that Primetime edges Junior?
He did say that.
All right, cool.
I have no idea what just happened there. Am I too old for something?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
It's fine.
Tell me when I get older.
Jay Cutler.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, so Deion Sanders is the new standard that we're going with here. Neon Deion, Primetime. I will try to. I was going to go. Griffey was my third name that I was going to throw out there. Oh, wait, Drew, it's your turn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry, I'm skipping you. My bad, Drew. I figured Bill Murray.
And this
Murray
one is actually a semi-decent effort, I think.
I think.
Bill Walton. Like, ooh. The dude was great at his game. He was really, he excelled at his sport. But at the same time, I feel like he's down to earth. He's chill. He's just a guy to hang out and have a good time with, but also, like, play some really competitive sports. So I think Bill Walton's a good candidate.
I think
over
that's,
Primetime,
well,
I'm glad I don't have to decide.
Here's the thing, though. That's a good, like, Bill Walton. Bill Walton's,
that
like,
is a really good
vibing
one.
Currently. Like, Bill Walton not only was a vibe as a player, but he's a vibe as an announcer, too. That's a very solid offering, Drew.
He does lose points for having a son called Luke.
But,
you know, we
honest,
all make mistakes.
Like,
whoa.
You know.
Some bitch.
Oh, sorry. Not, like, Luke like that, but, like, Luke Walton, the basketball player. He's terrible.
Spelled the same way, but all right, cool.
I might have to go Walton over Primetime. I might have to do
what?
It. I might have to do really? It. I mean, like, think about it. Think about this. If you approach Primetime, is he approachable, or is he going to kind of, like, turn away from you and be like, nah, fuck this dude? Bill Walton might smoke a J with you. Like, he might hit you. He might hand you a bowl. Like, if you go up to Bill Walton, you're like, Bill Walton, dude, I love you. He's going to be like, me too. I love you too. Let's smoke a bowl. And I'm going to be like, hell yeah, Bill Walton, let's smoke that bowl. But if I go up to Deion Sanders, like, and I'm like, Deion, I love you, man. He's going to be like, get the fuck away from me, cracker. And then I'm going to feel sad about myself.
Away from me, cracker.
So, are you picking Bill Walton simply in the fact that you both are pasty ass white dudes?
I'm picking Bill Walton because he's more approachable, and I feel like he would hang out with me. So that's why I'm going Bill Walton in this one. Scott, are you going Bill Walton, or are you going Primetime?
I mean, I guess I gotta go with, like, if we play things out the way you're saying, yeah, definitely Bill Walton's more approachable.
Would Primetime call you Cracker?
No, he would not call me a Cracker. But, you know, I also feel like it would be the same chilly response despite not being called a Cracker.
All right, so Bill Walton is the new king of the mountain. There you go. Bill Walton is the
foreseen Bill Walton?
Wow, I did not expect Bill Walton. I think I'm going to be able to overtake Bill Walton. I think I'm going to be able to overtake Bill Walton right now. Marshawn Lynch. Speaking of dudes that are probably really fun to smoke weed with, Marshawn Lynch is, first of all, his attitude towards the media is amazing. He seems like a funny dude. He stole an injury cart when he was in college. Like, that dude is vibe. So I'm going to throw Marshawn Lynch out there. because my third was really Ken Griffey Jr., so I don't have a third anymore. So Marshawn Lynch is Marshawn Lynch is my new one. Marshawn Lynch, does he overtake Bill Walton? Scott?
Yes.
The
golf cart and a cowl is what does it for me.
This is good. This is a good round, guys. We are all just taking it.
Yeah, because I think Marshawn's got that, like, Silent Bob thing to him, man, where he's just, and he'd be quiet, but like then he'll say something like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Dude, he does seem like a guy that would have like a funny, like constantly dropping in funny one-liners that right. you aren't expecting. Like you'd be playing video games with him and he would just drop in a line that cracks you up. Also, did you see he like broke a chair at the Pro Bowl because he was super excited about picking off a pass playing Madden? Marshawn's the man, man. Like that. Okay, so we're in agreement. Marshawn is the
new
leader. All right, Scott, you try to beat Marshawn Lynch.
Shockingly enough, I'm going with yet another one of these baseball players because I'm going with Ricky Henderson.
Ooh, Ricky! He was close to making my list.
Who talks in third person and again was out here rocking a Jerry curl. I got to go with Ricky Henderson. He had all of the vibe.
Ricky is a fantastic choice. Plus, dude, I wanted to steal bases like Ricky Henderson so bad.
Oh yes, Ricky. Like seriously, everything that Ricky did. I mean, the fact that he broke the stolen base record or the runs record by sliding into home at first.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel like Ricky Henderson was the real life equivalent of Willie Mays Hayes from Major League. Like, that's what I always associated Ricky Henderson with. I gotta go Marshawn, though, over Ricky. I love Ricky Henderson, but Marshawn just has an extra, he's got the edge for me. Drew, before you giggle about edging Ricky,
at least you remembered.
You don't know who Ricky Henderson is, do you?
No, I know who Ricky Henderson is. He's a baseball player. Ergo, my answer is pass. Marshawn Lynch.
He was a baseball player.
Is that not who Ricky Henderson was?
It is who Ricky Henderson was.
And he stole a lot of bases. He hit for, contact and whatnot, and he played the 90s for like a minute or two. I don't know.
For a minute or two.
I really don't care. Like he wasn't Griffey, and Griffey already got beat out by Marshawn. So why am I putting a lot of thought into this?
He got beat up.
That actually may be the best reasoning. I think Griffey also is ahead of Ricky in terms of vibe.
Right.
So with that being said, then yes, Marshawn over Ricky. Okay, Drew, who's your next pick?
We'll go with this because we're still doing the five, right? We didn't cut the format.
I cut one because
got cut.
I don't have a fifth now because Scott took Griffey. So I only have one more.
All right. Well,
so you have two more. You have two more.
I've got three, but we're going to do two more. So I'm going to go with Doug Glatt. No. So you guys don't know Sean William Scott's character in Goon?
Oh, God.
Doug Glatt is absolutely the guy you want to vibe with as an athlete. He's an NHL grinder who's out there to just enforce, but he has the most just chill attitude about life of, this is my role, this is what I do, I help my team win, I get to get drunk, play hockey, and, hang out with hockey babes. Like, this is a great life. What more could I want? Why do I want to rock the boat? I'm here to do what coach tells me. You guys really need to see Goon, man. It's a great film. Top notch. Is Mike actually frozen, or is he just like not moving?
I'm going to go Marshawn. Scott?
So wait, actually, I do want to take a quick pause here. Have you guys never even heard of the movie Goon?
No, I've heard of the movie Goon.
Okay,
I've never seen it.
Okay, that's fine.
I've never seen it.
I didn't. I was going to say, I didn't expect you to have seen it, but like you were giving me such blank stares. It's like, fuck, they don't even know that this is a thing.
No, I got to be honest. That may have been Drew. No joke. Go back and watch this. And the stream freezing is going to screw it up. I'm going to have to upload a full video to like our YouTube channel. But that may have been the funniest bit of the entire show, because all I did was switch back and forth between Scott and I's blank stares as you talked about Sean William Scott's character from Goon as your vibe athlete recommendation.
I gotta be honest, it's a nice watch. Like, it's not the worst thing ever. It's just a little bit better than American Pie because it doesn't rely on just crass like teenage jokes to be good. But like, I don't know, man. It kind of brings the reality of what it means to be an NHL enforcer to life.
All right, so Marshawn is the one to beat. Here we go. We got one more.
Apparently so.
We got one more because I only have one more since Scott took Griffey. My last one to throw out there, Dennis Rodman. This dude did not give a fuck about what anybody thought. He did whatever he wanted. He wore a wedding dress for a while. He banged Carmen Electra. He disappeared off the Jordan Bulls and just went to Vegas for a little bit. This guy then, after being dominant in the NBA, became friends with the Dictator, because why the fuck not? I'm Dennis Rodman. Vibes for days, Dennis Rodman. Scott, does Dennis Rodman overtake Marshawn Lynch?
Yep.
And see.
Was that on your list, Scott? Did you have Robin on your list?
No, but I mean, anything I can discredit a Seahawk for, eventually there's going to be personal reasoning is always going to overtake things. So yes, definitely Rodman over the Seahawk.
Fair enough. All right, Drew, do you have Rodman over Marshawn?
You know, I really do appreciate that, just like in Always Sunny here on this show, reason will prevail, and Scott's absolutely right. I mean, come on, man. How are you gonna deny Rodman? That dude was wiling out before there was such a thing as wiling out. And I really don't want to discuss this topic anymore because it's such a decided answer that I want you two to respond and answer this question. Did Rodman and North Korea's dictator spend more time talking about international diplomacy or NBA Jam?
NBA Jam.
Definitely exactly. NBA Jam.
And yeah, that's why Rodman wins.
Yep. Okay. All right, Rodman. So, Scott, you need to overtake Dennis Rodman with your last one. This will be the last chance.
I was going to go with the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Damn it.
That's a good pick. That's a bad pick.
I mean, I figured I'd go walk off. I was just going to bring my biggest bat.
Man, that's a good one. Cassius. Even if he never changed his name to Muhammad Ali and just went by Cassius Clay, that's vibes for days right there.
Yes.
He was, dude, that dude, oh, yeah.
That's 100% the right answer.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Think about the phases of that dude's life, though, too. Well, right?
And think about all of the people that he influenced. It's just like some people will be like, oh, yeah, they're influenced by such and such. But think about anybody who's ever had a cocky attitude since was influenced by Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely put Muhammad Ali over Rodman. Drew, are you taking?
Can we take a? Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I'm in. I don't want to say if you could choose period of his life, which Muhammad Ali would you want to chill with?
Any of them.
No,
that's
yes.
A good point. Yeah.
Even like any of them, even when he,
well, I'm saying that like old Muhammad Ali, father to Layla Ali, is a different dude than Cassius Clay fighting in the heavyweight championship of the world.
That's fine, but he's still Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I'd still like,
I mean,
to...
it's all like, it's, well, whatever, fine. I was just trying to say, like, he's clearly the winner.
No, you're right. I know what you're saying.
Dope across the board, so we got to find somewhere to split it.
What you're trying to say is, do you want to hang out with the Muhammad Ali that's in a wheelchair or not? And I'm going to say it for you, Drew. I'll just say it for you.
Don't be rude.
I'm just going to throw it out there for you. I will hang out with any Muhammad.
If we're going to peel back the green curtain over here, I'm not saying my fifth because fuck, Scott won it all, and like I'm trying to fill space because I ain't got shit after Muhammad Ali.
Threw it at him. He's there. It's like, you know, if you want to see him in a wheelchair.
Asshole. That is disrespectful.
You were saying it, Drew. Muhammad Ali, King of the Mountain. That's the greatest athlete in terms of vibe. That is what this show has come up with after a long circular logic. Drew, tell the people about More Labs and Morning Recovery.
Words in my mouth. That's fine.
That ain't the only thing.
Tell them about Morning Recovery, Drew.
Morning Recovery is clearly one of those things you just need to always have stocked in your kitchen. You need to have it there just like you have rice, milk, butter, whatever. It is key to your survival. And what's most important is that this thing we used to do called Last Call is brought to you by More Labs. What you do is you drink one bottle of Morning Recovery while you're partering, and you bounce back complete the next morning, guaranteed. Go to morninglabs.com and use the code SPORTS.
No, go to morelabs.com. Don't go to Morning Labs. I don't know where that's going to take you. Nope, you said Morning Labs. Go to More Labs.
Morning Labs.
Well, now I got to find out. Morelabs.com/sports and get 20% off your
Morning Labs.
Right, it's morelabs.com/sports for 20% off your non-subscription purchase. Sell out. Dick. I didn't think I was going to have to do a read tonight. What the hell? I just bring
you
that
do a read every night. What are you talking about? How are you surprised by it? Scott,
3 weeks.
Because it's literally been 7 days since I did this shit. I don't remember that.
Scott, you were drinking Whoa Rainbows on the scale from no diggity to an overwhelmingly surplus of diggity. Where's this one rank?
When did we talk about beer drop? Like, I don't remember crossing off those reads. I remember Scott talking about Boss Man, but I didn't hear any beer drop.
We're
read.
Only
Why are we
doing
down
we're
the
only,
back half of this. This
it's script? Either or. It's like this one. Or this one at the start of the show, and then this
fucking
one or
show
this
notes
one.
Should say that shit like just a big old fat or motherfucker. Scott, how are
hey,
you
yeah, whatever.
Overwhelmingly amount of diggity. Whoa, rainbows is whoa, amazing.
I don't think it works like that. But cool.
I don't either.
Drew, you were drinking Black is Beautiful on the scale from no diggity to an overwhelmingly surplus of diggity. Where does this one fall for you?
All the diggity. Black is beautiful. We've all known it, and now my tongue has experienced it, and I'm still all the diggity.
You're backed into a corner. You had to say that one had all the diggity.
We got it.
All the diggity.
We got it.
Also, morninglabs.com is
mark this
all
time.
In Spanish.
Morning Labs.
Morninglabs.com. Mark this time because I think on the new intro I want to hear Black is Beautiful and Now My Tongue Has Experienced It in the new intro. I feel like that's got to be in there. Mark it down. I don't know what time we're at in the show. 1:30-ish. That's where.
Mark
yeah.
it 8, Smokey.
Woo! I was drinking Onyx Stout from Brews. This is every amount of diggity you can get. All of the diggity. Every diggity that's possible. Take the most amount of diggity you can think of and then add extra diggity to it, and that's what this one is. It is so good. It's stout season, baby, and this one hit all the right notes for me. It was such a good stout. I'm on board with it. This has been Last Call, brought to you by More Labs. Again, morelabs.com, not morninglabs.com. morelabs.com. Use the code SPORTS.
You know what?
Get 20% off your entire sell out. What,
fuck
Drew?
Fuck off, because that's just more labs for me.
Right? But we want the listeners to go to More Labs. They don't pay us
what
when you go to
listeners, Mike? There's no fucking stream. What listeners?
That's a good point. That's a fair point. Listen.
I thought this was like a free pass episode. Damn.
It does feel like a free pass, but we still post a podcast afterwards, so there will still be audio of people listening to this, especially since we didn't get to stream it, really. So, in actuality, the podcast portion is probably more important today than any other day that we've done the show.
Should I take all the wind out of Mike's sails right now, or, like, wait till next week?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Take them all. No, go ahead. Take them all out. Take them all out.
I was talking to my mom earlier tonight, and I was talking about, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just getting ready for the show. And she goes, oh, you still do that? was like, damn. Yep, Mom. Every week at 8 p.m., we may be the second highest listened to show on the network, but that's cool. Thanks, person that gave me life. Appreciate that.
Well, wind is out of the sails there. The green one, right? If you're one of the few people that still listen to the show, thank you. Not Drew's mom. We are part of the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. Check them out, bellyupsports.com. Our buddy JB was writing some articles during the show tonight, so be sure to go to bellyupsports.com, look for JB's articles, look for all of the articles, and subscribe to all the podcasts that are on the network. There's a, I don't know the technical term, but I think it's shit ton. There's a shit ton of podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Network. Go subscribe to all of them. It's all good people. We love the Belly Up family. So go support them because they support us.
Three Bakers Dozen across all the different sport areas, all the different teams.
It's amazing what they're doing at Belly Up Sports, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Also, be sure to follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm blown away by the numbers. Like, Belly Up shared the numbers that we have for podcasts, and the numbers are impressive to me, considering we try to go stream first. So thank you to all of you that do subscribe to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review the show, give us 5 stars, help us out. It helps the show grow. Tell your friends to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully the internet issues are fixed next week. We're going to have our new intern hanging out with us next week, so be sure to tune in for that. We will see you guys all next week. Cheers, everybody.
Redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Baker's, fresh for everyone.